Hey man, just roll me another Christmas blunt.
I was gonna trim the tree until I got high. I was gonna buy you a DVD, but then I got high. My presents ain't wrapped up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, cause I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Hell
because
yeah.
I got high. Fa-la-la-la-la-la. I was gonna hang my lights before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Help me out.
I was supposed to book my grandma's flight, but then I got high. She's sleeping at LAX, and I know why.
Why,
hey, why? Because I got high. I was gonna send you a card, but I got high. For the
light of day. That's a nice touch there.
And Merry Christmas to all you tinfoil hat wearing people out there like us.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. Tinfoil wearing hats.
Shorten out the Christmas tree with the hat.
Oh, well. Try to double as so a second light or something, you know. But...
Yeah. So are you ready for Christmas?
Hell no.
Shit, me either, man. I got to do all my shopping Monday night on my way home. Stopping by like 7-Eleven and Walgreens and shit.
Hey, you could hit Bucky's and you could take care of it all.
Oh, shit, yeah, man. Bucky's the one-stop shop. Santa shops at Bucky's, people.
You better believe it. Yep. Of course, all the kids and everybody be wondering, what's with all the Texas stuff?
Yeah. How come everything's got a fucking beaver on it?
Well, that soda doesn't have one on it, does it?
Yeah. Shut up and eat your jerky.
Yeah. Hey, you're lucky to have that place. For some of us, man, all we got's Quick Trip, and there ain't nothing in there.
For people that just they have no idea what the hell we're talking about, you have to Google Bucky's, or I think it's B-U-C hyphen E-E-S .com. You can go there. We have our friggin' gas station here is like 80,000 square feet.
Or for those that, you know, were wondering, it's Texas-sized. No doubt about yeah. it. Everything's big in Texas. So, and the gas station there ain't no different. You can get 16 different kinds of Coca-Cola in there. 45 different varieties of beef jerky.
And that's on a slow day. They must be sold out of some varieties that only have 45.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll need a road map just to find your way out of the bathroom.
You have to love any restroom, though, that has a attendant all the time. There's a person dedicated to just cleaning the bathroom all the time. That's all they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, you pull in there late at night, you might miss, you know, and at least somebody's there to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know.
For those drinking nights.
Yeah.
White Castle needs something like that, man.
Yeah, nobody eats in White Castle.
The drunks do.
Well, that's if they're not trying to drive home.
Yeah, but... true. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Ask Santa Claus.
Well, he's probably drinking and driving.
Could be.
I'm sure you'll have out your radar app on your smartphone Monday night, trying to follow where he's going.
Oh yeah. Got my anti-aircraft missiles trained already.
I was gonna say, yeah, you know.
We're gonna see if we can't take Santa out.
He needs it.
He does.
You know, I'm sick of that guy. Man, you see on TV, everybody, you know, Santa brought him a brand new Mercedes Benz. He ain't never brought me one.
Yeah, no shit.
Son of a bitch. He don't stop nowhere around here no more. If he does, he ain't bringing me no fucking Benz. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm telling you. So I guess tonight we'll tell some Christmas stories or something like that.
I have no idea.
You know, it was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even, I don't know, one of the kids.
Or as the description for this episode says, 'twas the couple of nights before Christmas, and the idiots are in front of their microphones.
Yeah, you got the idiots part right, that's for sure.
The tagline to this episode is, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not tonight.
I don't know. Do you have any good stories?
In regards to what? Like Christmas or...
Anything.
Not Christmas oriented, no.
But just any stories. That, let me guess, that one involves $2, a hooker, and a bottle of booze.
I could only afford one or the other. And the booze never says no.
Yeah.
No, I remember, man, you know, like when you were like, you know, 9 and 10 years old and shit, and Christmas was kick ass, you know, and then you get to be like 15 and 16 and it's like you could care less. You know,
we had a lot of cool toys though when we were kids. We had shit Stretch Armstrong and stuff like that. And those were always fun to get at Christmas time. You know, you destroy everything, of course, but
yeah,
it was always fun to get that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, and the slot car tracks. Oh, you couldn't beat that.
Oh God, yeah,
you couldn't beat that.
No, man, get those things in. You'd always leave that one section like disconnected, and then you put like a couple of Legos under it or something and build a little ramp for your cars to jump off of. You had to do that kind of stuff. But the cars very rarely ever landed right.
No, they never did. They never did, but you know. Yeah, that's like the single greatest present you could get back then was that.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, that was the tops, man. It was until Atari came along.
Yeah, but then Atari came out with E.T. the game.
Needless to say, I didn't get that one.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I did.
I played it, but I didn't get it. I got Indiana Jones instead.
Yeah, that was another one I had.
Yeah,
Pitfall was still one of the
equally
greatest
as bad.
Though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Pitfall though was still one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah, of course you know you'd never get to the end of it.
No.
You know, you could play that game for 6 months straight and it'd never stop.
Yeah. You ever do
unless
the smart
timer
thing? You ever do the smart ass thing and go through it backwards? Yeah, you get tired of going through forward that you would actually start out and immediately run left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you still never it's like you never did get to an end of it. A timer would always run out, and you know, it's not like you could sit there and play it forever, but it just seemed like you just same thing over and over again, never get to the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, and there was always rumors around school and everything, you know.
I don't know if did anybody ever find out if that game really has a kill screen?
I don't think it did.
Yeah, I don't think it did either.
I think it was, you know, I seem to remember them saying that there was, you know, you had to get the bars of gold and the silver or whatever.
Right.
I seem to remember there being like claims that there was 32 of them that you had to get and then the game would end. But, you know, I can recall keeping track of how many we got and you still didn't. It still didn't stop the game, though. So
that was always just a fun game, though, to play as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kids anymore, you guys don't understand that, you damn whippersnappers or whatever the hell kids want to go by today. You guys don't understand the struggle. The struggle was real, man. We had 8-bit everything.
Right.
You know, the entire world was 8-bit. We actually saw it. The world was nothing like it is now. Everything looked like friggin' Minecraft to us because everything was 8-bit.
Yeah, well, it's true.
People walk around blockheads, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, they didn't even have faces. They were all one solid color, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know what, you know, until Nintendo came along, and then, you know, that changed up a lot of stuff.
Hell yeah, it did.
You know, you could play Mario for days on end, you know, and, you know, maybe you'd get to the end and maybe you didn't, and, you know.
Find the warp world.
Yeah, or you got stuck on the one level where you had to know the correct way through, otherwise you just kept going and going and going.
Right.
But you know what? Those games are still fun today. They're, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're great to go back and play. You know, kids.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, kids today, you know, find them boring as shit. But how, you know, back in the day, those were the games, man, to play.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't know any of that. And that's what, you know, I guess nowadays with the for kids nowadays, I guess the Christmas now is more or less you know, whether they get their cell phone or, you know, or their tablet or whatever, or in your case the kids wanting gaming computers.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah, I can see you down at the local Best Buy there picking up a couple of Alienwares. And
yeah. Who the hell's got
that'd
money
be
for Alienware?
What?
Yeah. I guess I have to go back to the plasma center and give some more blood.
Yeah, you better get a lot more.
Yeah. Getting kind of woozy over here.
Yeah, drink some orange juice there.
Drink some orange juice. Keep giving, old man.
That's right. We're going to take a gallon, Alan.
Yeah.
Kids nowadays, they don't. I don't. I'm not so sure they even know what the hell, you know. Getting a cell phone for Christmas. Hey, what's the fun in that?
Yeah.
You know, 5 minutes after you got it, shit. Okay, I can text all day long. Yippee skippy.
Yeah, you privileged little kids.
Yeah. Yeah, cell phone.
Just think, right now there are children in other countries that are getting a stick for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you know how they communicate with a stick? They go beat on another stick.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that's Bigfoot.
Oh. I wonder what he'll be getting for Christmas.
What do you think he's going to get for Christmas?
I don't know.
I wonder if maybe he'll finally be seen for Christmas. Nah.
I don't know. He might be helping Santa Claus or some shit.
Maybe I'll substitute for him. Why not? You know, he was in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special. The Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius.
Yep. Hey, I watch that show every year.
Right now,
without fail.
Right now, yeah, me too, man. Right now, though, there's probably younger people listening to us going, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, we're talking about the Bumble.
And if you're wondering what a Bumble is,
well,
it's
a
when a mommy
and,
loves a daddy.
he was a cryptid, and he was you know, he had big
he
feet.
Was a cryptid.
So you know, we'll give him equal time at Christmas time. Okay, he's you know, kind of like a fictional Bigfoot, and so you know, we'll mention his name on there. Some people, you know, maybe they think they've seen him. You know, there's probably a few people leaving the bar tonight that'll probably have seen something. You know, and we're gonna give UFOs their Christmas due as well. You know, they stole the idea for their flashing lights from our Christmas trees, didn't they?
Yeah,
After all. Yeah. Yeah. Look, these idiots here, they put these flashing lights on their trees. They're going to love us. You know. You'll be sleeping underneath your Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and then you'll wake up and there'll be a couple of aliens at the window. Or did maybe you had a little too much eggnog?
Eggnog.
With that little bit of Southern comfort in it.
You got to have that.
Or is that, or would it be more Southern comfort than eggnog?
Yeah. Southern nog.
Yeah. Hey, that's an idea.
Have you ever tried that Southern comfort eggnog?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried it at your house, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Obviously, there was a little too much Southern comfort in it that night.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that, and it actually wasn't too bad, because I'm normally not too big on Southern comfort, because I think it's a little too sweet for me, but the eggnog kind of balanced it out a little bit. So I would recommend everybody this New Year's, this Christmas Eve, when you're getting ready to go to your parties or wherever you're heading, stop and get a carton of that.
Yeah. It is non-alcoholic. Just don't add the alcohol to it while you're actually driving.
No. But you can add the alcohol after you get to where you're going.
And then drive home.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a few hours later after, you know, I'm not going to condone everybody doing the, you know, driving and drinking and stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's good.
Very good stuff.
So enjoy a nice carton of that, you know. And make sure you sleep underneath the Christmas tree so that when the kids try to come out and sneak in to see who's getting what, they find nothing but you. I could see you sitting out there with a fucking samurai sword or something.
You know it.
And here come the kids creeping in there about 2 o'clock in the morning. What you kids looking for?
You leave Christmas tree alone.
Yeah. Go back to bed. Dusty, get these kids taking all these presents back.
Yeah. Ain't letting no fat man in a red suit in here.
Nope. Hell no. Let some bitch come in, drink your milk, eat your damn cookies.
Yeah. That's always good for.
Ain't even good for that. Nah, Christmas ain't like what it were.
No, that's for damn sure.
I ain't got time for
what it were. Ain't got time to bleed. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
You know, it's always funny as hell, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been looking for that movie. It's hard to find.
Predator? I think I've got it somewhere.
No, I haven't been able to find it. Nobody's got it, and it's never on Netflix or any of them outfits.
No, it hardly ever on any of the HBO or anything. Usually, if anything, they'll play Predator 2, but not the first one.
Well, who wants to watch that?
Have you ever seen the Adult Swim Predator Christmas?
No.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch it. It's only about 2 minutes long, but it's fucking hysterical.
No, I haven't seen that. Gosh, now that I think about it, I haven't even seen Predator itself in... Oh, shit. I can't even remember the last time I seen it. It's got to be at least 20 years ago.
Well, to give you an idea of how much pot I used to smoke as a kid, I think that when that movie come out, I think I actually saw it at the theater 4 times the day it came out.
Well, I seen it at the theater. I didn't see it that many times, though.
Yeah. I just, you know, get stoned in and be like, hey, man, credits. Then, hey, movie showing again.
Yeah. Except that you always missed it and wake up during the credits.
Yeah. Damn, now I got to watch it again.
Yeah. So you sit there for 4 times and then you realize that you still don't know anything about the damn movie because you ain't seen any of it.
Yeah.
But you're real familiar with who's in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick.
Was that in that movie?
Yes, it was.
Was it? God,
yeah,
I can't
the
remember.
Immortal
I,
Jesse
I, all,
Ventura.
All his, yeah, all his one-liners in that movie. And I can't remember all of them. And it's been so long since I've seen it. But yeah, he had all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, he did.
Dug in like an Alabama tick. I wonder how many of them he came up with on his own.
Shit, dude, it's hard to say.
I could see him saying all that shit. Haven't got time to bleed. Yeah, I got to find that movie.
That's actually a very good Christmas movie.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Now, here's the major question. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think so, too. According to Bruce Willis, so it's not.
It's got Christmas music in it. It's got Christmas trees in it. And it takes place on Christmas Eve. Okay.
Yeah.
What more?
That's Christmas.
Yeah, I don't see, and Die Hard 2 is as well.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't have the Easter Bunny, that's for damn sure.
Exactly. So yeah, that's got to be a Christmas movie.
You know, I think maybe we should play a Christmas song for everybody. I think that everybody right now could probably go for a little bit of pick-me-up Christmas music. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Let's try one here.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck.
Beer truck.
Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day.
Day.
Grandpa got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way. Grandpa was out drinking with the floozies.
Beef.
Spending all of Grandma's hard-earned dough.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have enough to pay the bartend. So Woody tossed him out into the snow. Grandpa stood there frozen in the headlights. He looked just as helpless as a deer. I don't think he was afraid of dying. I think he was afraid he'd spill his beer. Grandpa got run over by a beer truck. Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day. Grandma got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way. Who'd have thought he'd end up as a roadkill?
That was different.
That's a far cry better than that Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. I hate that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Song so bad, then they had to make a damn cartoon over it as well, and that sucks just
yeah,
bad.
I can't believe they made a whole damn cartoon out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And here you expect to see Grandma get pasted by a slew of reindeers, and it never really happens.
Yeah.
You know. Cousin Mel or whatever the fuck his name. Yep. So did you get all the kids all the stuff they wanted for Christmas?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. New.
Yeah.
Now, Santa Claus better bring some damn presents this year because they ain't getting shit.
I was going to say that. In case the kids don't realize it and the parents just don't have the balls to say so, you're not getting an Alienware this year.
Yeah. And if
so,
you do, contact us. We need to borrow it.
Yeah, you didn't get one, and you're not getting one.
Yeah.
So
any
you know,
parents that are listening who may have purchased an Alienware for their child or their child has asked Santa for one, please go with our earlier idea of drinking plenty of the Southern Comfort eggnog and give us a call so that we can pick up the Alienware.
Yeah, we'll be happy to send you a mailing address where a P.O. box where you can send it. Overnighted, well,
yeah.
You know, or if you're, you know, feeling generous, maybe you'll buy us one off of Amazon or something. And, you know, I don't think there's any generosity like that in the world anymore these days, but we'll try.
I don't either. Sounds like a good challenge, though.
No, there's no challenge because it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, precisely.
I'd say you two idiots ain't getting nothing.
You ain't getting shit.
Well, that says it too. That's about it. But you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're fairly somewhat reasonably entertained by listening to a couple of idiots talk about nothing, you know, after the holidays are over, we're going to get back to the seriousness here. We're just having a little bit of fun around the holidays here. And, you know, because we think that there's too many people that just take Christmas and all the holidays too serious. You know?
Yeah, just for
everybody's all stressed out about getting their Christmas presents and having the money to buy them and this and that. And, you know, we're just like a little bit of a change of pace here. So,
yeah, you know what? Leave the idea of, you know, Black Friday or Cyber Monday or, you know, Wasted Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever behind. And
We'll start the tradition of the Saturday before Christmas as Idiot Saturday.
Yes, yes. And we are, this podcast is the mecca of Idiot Saturdays.
Yeah.
So,
and we'll be bigger than Home Alone in a few years.
Yeah. Bigger than Home Alone. Really?
Well,
it will be bigger
Home
than Home
two,
Alone
anyway.
3.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, a movie so bad they had to tell the story 3 times.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, we'll call it Idiot Saturday, you know. It's, yeah, it's kind of like Black Friday, only, you know, not as good.
It's kind of
like
no
Black
Friday
here.
But you don't get any good shit.
No, there's no bargains here. There's no deals, no just good pure unadulterated idiocy.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, your entire month leading up to Christmas after Thanksgiving, well, we're just like a beacon of stupidity in a pitch black night of stress.
We are idiocracy.
We, oh yes, yes. There is no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And, you know, unlike the government, we won't shut down. Unless we don't get our Alienware, then we will.
Yeah. They were going to, I don't know, throw shit like monkeys or something and just shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down now.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, like you said, we're dug in like an Alabama tick.
Yeah. We're like that itch that just won't go away after picking up a cheap hooker.
Not without seeing a doctor anyway.
Yeah. And some serious penicillin.
Yeah. That and, you know, some cortisone 10. You know, something with a little lidocaine in it.
But, you know, on a kind of a serious note, we do understand, too, that the holidays can be over stressful for some people. And, you know, this time of the year is really difficult on a lot of people. And I don't care if it's a mental struggle that people are going through. Perhaps it's a financial struggle. Wouldn't it be really cool if all of us could just take the time throughout our day and it doesn't have to be anything big, you know. Maybe it's the bell ringer standing outside of your Walmart if you, you know, bring them a cup of coffee or hot cocoa or something like that. Or even if you just have, you know, if you're on your way out of the store and you've got some loose change to toss in a bucket, you know what? It all helps each other out. And that's really what I think this time of the year is really about. It's about helping each other out. And of course there's more important things that it also represents, but let's face it, the important things that it truly represents, what the message behind that is be cool to one another, help each other out this time of the year. You know, like I say, we understand that some people have some very difficult times during this time of the year. My brother was a very good example. My brother committed suicide around this time of the year. And You know, I'm not asking for sympathy or anything like that. Whenever it comes to that, it's just an acknowledgement that some people do have very difficult holidays. And let's all try to take a little bit of time and make everybody's day a little bit brighter, at least the people that we come in contact with.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And it doesn't have to be much, you know. Just
no.
Don't be an asshole to people all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Plain
and
simple.
Well, that's what gets me. That's what gets me at this time of year, man.
Yeah. Is it when people are still assholes.
Yeah. You know, they're always laying crap like that on everybody else, you know?
Right.
Man, it's just people like that that, you know, they don't care anything about their fellow humans whatsoever. And, you know, that's the whole thing, man.
We're all on the same blue marble hurling through space at thousands of miles per hour headed towards oblivion. So let's just enjoy our time while we're here, recognize the things that we have, and the biggest thing that we have on this world or in the universe is each other. And until the day that we're able to step off of this planet and go elsewhere, it's the only thing we've got is one another.
Yeah. It doesn't always have to be about the biggest thing under the tree either.
No, it's never about that.
In fact, it shouldn't be about anything under the tree. You know, it's a world that has a lot to learn from things, and whether or not it'll ever take the time to do it. But, you know, yeah, just this time of year, just don't lay your bad crap on everybody else, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, don't be a dick.
You know, take the time to just to be nice for 30 seconds out of your day if that's all you can manage.
Yeah, if only once a day, just 30 seconds. Be nice to somebody.
I know people can't do that. There's certain people just, no matter what they do, it's just not in their makeup, but, you know, they just, you know, they only worried about themselves and what's going to be under their tree and not what other people are worried about and what other people got going on. And, you know, not everybody's lives are, you know, just the greatest thing going.
Right.
We all need to remember that. You know, it's like you know, you think you've got the greatest thing going. Well, you know what? You don't live in St. Louis no more, man. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like here.
It's just sunny days.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Fucking rainbows, unicorns, and kittens.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's life in Missouri, baby. Life in Missouri. You know? So maybe people down in Texas don't have that big a problem. I'm just kidding. You know, for everybody that don't live in Missouri, don't live in Missouri. But yeah, you're right, man. It's all about being nice and treating your fellow man with a little bit of respect, and, you know, hopefully people can do that. You know,
wouldn't it be nice if everybody could do that every day?
You know, I was thinking yesterday, you know, how there was a time, you know, you used to refer to, you know, the good old days, you know?
Yeah.
And anymore, now people just refer to the old days. Whatever happened to the good?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
What happened to that?
Every year I'm getting older and older. This whole thing of nobody saying Merry Christmas anymore.
That burns me up.
Everybody wants to say Happy Holidays. You know what? The way I take a look at it is this. If you're Christian, Merry Christmas. If you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah. You know, I don't care. Joyous Kwanzaa to you. You know, say it all. You know, I don't really care. Just, you know, happy holidays. It sounds mundane, really. Have a little bit of personality. I don't care. You know, if somebody, you know, were to come to me and, you know, say Joyous Kwanzaa to me, I would look at them and simply return it to them because I truly do wish it for them.
Yeah.
And I don't care by what name you call it. We're all in it together. So just plain and simple.
Yeah. You know, and you know, for the, I'd almost rather if you're not going to say, you know, the Merry Christmas or whatever, I would almost rather you not say anything at all.
Yeah, just nod.
you know, the TV commercials, Happy Holidays. What?
Yeah. Yeah, hell is that? Be personable about it. To me, that's what saying Merry Christmas or, you know, Happy Hanukkah.
You say Happy Holidays, you don't mean it.
Yeah, it's like there's no empathy behind it at all.
You're saying it to be saying it. You're not saying it to wish anybody anything, you know. Yeah, anybody we got out there, any of the Jewish listeners, hey, Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
You know, anybody that does Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa to you.
Right.
You know, Merry Christmas to everybody else. I don't know if the Muslims have anything, but whatever they have, hey, happy whatever it is it might be.
Yes.
You know? But, you know, no, I'm the last person who's going to say happy holidays, man.
Exactly.
You know? Unless you got struck from my Christmas list, and then I may not tell you Merry Christmas.
You're getting that coal.
Yeah, well, hey, have you seen the price of coal? It's probably, you may get a bag of switches. I'll go out and pick a few things off the trees here, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one more real quick thing, too. Since we're in the Christmas season, one of the coolest things ever, and I know that it's been a few years since they did this, but I highly encourage everybody, whether you're a heavy metal fan or not, I highly encourage everybody to get behind the band Twisted Sister and their Twisted Christmas album. And I know everybody might be rolling their eyes going, Twisted Sister. But from what I understand, and this is the coolest part of it, Twisted Sister was, of course, broken up a few years ago. And Dee Schneider, their lead singer, got a hold of everybody else in the band and said, hey, let's get together and do this Christmas album. And everybody in the band jumped on the wagon to do this thing. And the coolest thing about it was they all agreed. None of them, from what I understand, none of them were actually paid. None of them received any royalties at all. They went on this massive tour. And from what I understand, they refused the money from that. And the coolest thing ever was it all went to autism research. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I got to back anybody that does that kind of stuff, man. These guys are just saying, hey, there's something bigger than us. And especially this time of the year, there, you know, we need to set aside our differences and do something good. And I'm behind that. Anytime anybody does it, Yeah, I actually have a copy of the album. It's an amazing CD. It really is. It's pretty funny at times. And Twisted Sister really even say that you know, Christmas music isn't their thing. But hey, it's pretty cool. I know Lita Ford also made an appearance on there with them. So I would highly encourage everybody to check stuff out like that. If it's not Twisted Sister, check out other people that are doing that sort of same thing, where they may have an album or a movie or something that gives proceeds out to a charity. And it's a really cool way to help support charities, and it's a really good time of the year to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen enough.
No, never enough. There's never enough, you know. We've got, you and I have both, you know, we've been through the thing with our parents and cancer. You know, it's, there's never enough money in the coffers for cancer research. It's just something that it can always use more money. You know, if you're sitting around right now and you're one of these fortunate people that have boatloads of money, hey, you know what? This Christmas season, write out a check to cancer research. You know, St. Jude's Hospital does some amazing work with kids. You know, right. There's always a need for in classrooms. One of the biggest things ever is teachers in special education classes. A lot of times you know, whether it's special education or just regular classes, these teachers that are educating our children are pulling money out of their own pockets to buy some school supplies so that their children have the necessary items. So if you've got extra money, hey, give it to them. Don't give the damn money, though, directly to the school. I'll tell you right now, I knew of a family a few years ago, came into some money. They took $10,000. They gave it to the school for special education. They had a daughter who was in special education classes in the school district. So they wanted the money to go directly to the special education classrooms. They gave $10,000 to the school. The following year, the kids in special ed still didn't have the things that they need. But you know what? The high school football players all had new uniforms. So,
right.
You know, you have to somewhat be cautious. It sucks that you do, but, you know, just give the money wisely. And if you have it, if you don't have the money, your time costs nothing. So, you know, give up a little bit of your time, maybe, even if it's just to, you know, help a teacher out or help a kid out, something. You know, you don't have to do anything that costs money.
Nope. There's a lot of stuff that don't cost money that you can do that makes just as big a difference as a dollar does.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, people don't realize that, but it's true. You know, money doesn't have to be everything.
No, it does not.
So whether people get that or not, I don't know. But, you know, if this is the only time of year that you think about stuff like that, well, think about it more often. That's
yes.
What I would say.
And do something about it this year.
Right.
And next year. You know, keep it going. Teach it to your kids.
Yep. It's the best way to go. Teach them about stuff like that. And, you know, it's like planting a tree. It'll keep growing. So,
yes.
You know. As long as people do it, as long as they don't lose sight of everything else, you know. But
well, as we wind this episode down, I want to take a time here and just wish everybody a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, Joyous Kwanzaa, whatever your preferred faith is. We just want to wish you the absolute best. If you have no faith, you know, we want to wish you a happy nothingness, for lack of a better term. But
right.
Whatever it is, we want everyone to realize that we here at Alien Podcast we do wish you the absolute best this time of the year, regardless of what denomination you are or anything else. Let's just don't be fuckers to each other.
Right. And next week, anybody that happens to listen to this, and I'll have Matt give you give out the phone number here. If you want to call us next week, what we're going to do is, in honor of the late Art Bell, we're going to have a end of the year predictions episode. Of course, we're not going to predict people's deaths or anything like that, but anything that if you want to call and you have a prediction, you call and make it, and, you know, we'll keep track of it. And if something happens, then, you know, as Art did the following year, we'll give you a ding on stuff that actually comes true. So, but I'll have Matt give out the number, and that's what we're going to do next week.
That's right. And you can give us a call next week at area code 573-4-Area-51. Just give us a call on that number, and we'll get you on as soon as we possibly can. And to end this episode, I think we're going to take you out of here on a little bit of a song. Paul, you got anything you want to say to everybody?
Just everybody have a safe holiday season. And I wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you want to worship, whatever you want to do, you enjoy it.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let me just quote the late, great Colonel Sanders, who said, "I'm too drunk to taste this chicken."
No sleep till!
Making it live.